630-5800. 636-230-5800. Or stop by Amazing Siding and Infinity from Marvin, the showroom in Ellisville, or check them out online, AmazingSidingSTL.com.
How long have you been suffering with your sinus problem? Dr. Karen Boone and Metro Sinus can help. You see, Dr. Karen Boone and her partner are the region's first certified and most experienced in a new procedure called balloon sinuplasty. Now, it sounds worse than it is. In fact, it's a very simple procedure, minimal downtime. It restores the normal sinus function by permanently enlarging the drainage pathways of your sinuses. So within 24 to 48 hours, you are back up on your feet and your sinus problems are gone for good. Dr. Karen Boone is the most experienced and the first certified, along with her partner, MetroSinus.com. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Dr. Karen Boone can help you either way, but maybe you're a perfect candidate for in-office balloon sinuplasty. 636-685-8040. It's covered with Medicare and most major insurance carriers. MetroSinus.com or 636-685-8040. Dr. Karen Boone can fix your sinus problems for good. MetroSinus.com.
Cheap and fast may work for a quick lunch or a haircut, but what it doesn't work for is floor covering. Listen to that voice that's telling you that what sounds too good to be true is a mistake. Instead, when it's time for new flooring, do it right the first time. Call a member of the Flooring Industry Council, whose install floor layers have 4 years of classroom and hands-on training in all types of flooring materials, backed by companies with decades in the business and extensive experience working for St. Louis's leading businesses and homeowners. Cheap and fast may be okay for a cup of coffee and a donut, but it doesn't work for floor covering. For a list of contractors who will leave you with the assurance that you made the right decision, contact the Flooring Industry Council. Call 314-968-3522 or visit ficstl.org. Again, that's 314-968-3522 or ficstl.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Yeah, the best part of your day. Here it comes.
In your playhouse, it's on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share.
Listen to that voice of Dan Strauss. Not only a musician, but a great singer. See?
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on.
Oh, we're full of chat, and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of...
That white stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
Oh, when you're thirsty.
We're about to get...
Okay. That's very different.
Yes.
As Gilda Radner used to say, oh, well, that's very different.
Never mind.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November 4th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. 72 years. And that's a long, long time. Johnny Mathis, 12th of Never. Thank you very much.
Oh.
They will, I hope, be around until the 12th of Never. Something around as long as we need it, heating and cooling people, because once you have them, you're never going to need to call anybody else. We'll talk about Matheny, what they do, and how well they do it after this.
Hey!
The control board doesn't run itself. We're not there yet in radio where we have a drone, automated, unmanned control board. Somebody has to run it. Here's the guy that runs ours, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if the time has come for you to get a distribution from your 401k, then now is a great time then to sit down with Mark and Jason. Explore all of your options. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Dan Strauss is in the house. Listen to the women out there screaming. They love a bass player.
Oh, yeah.
With his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Now, you hesitated.
I know.
It must not be going
well,
great.
I was kind of feeling off when you said that women love a bass player.
You need to talk. Is something wrong?
No. Everything's
sure?
Fine. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Move on to Hebe Jimenez. He's in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You horse is hanging.
Rat Boy just back from his annual physical. where he, for the first time ever, had to undergo the, you know, digital prostate exam.
Oh.
And they had to do a urinalysis, and the doctor said, wow, we've never, this is so rare. He has a condition called, he had to, you know, whiz in a cup, and he got, what whiz?
Cheese.
Cheese whiz, they call it, because he got so much cheese in his system.
Cheeseoscopy?
Yeah, his urine is comprised mainly of cheese. That's not good. You back off on the cheese a little bit. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
They never miss a beat. They never make a mistake. Never hit a wrong. Thank you so, much. Wow, look at that. Standing ovation. We're brought to you by Matheny Heating and Cooling. And for you folks in Illinois right now who are listening, I know, I feel your pain. You know, you're going to sit there and you're going to listen to me talk about Matheny, and they can't come to your home or your business because you're in Illinois. Maybe that'll change one of these days. You know what you could do? You could move over here. You could move. I wonder if anybody. Why not? That unique, look, maybe that's not the only reason you'd move, but if you're on the fence, you're like, man, we're thinking about moving to the St. Louis area, Missouri, this might be what pushes you right over. You're right on the fence. Ooh, we could have Matheny services. I realize that probably is not going to be a reason to move, but it's a good reason to celebrate living here, St. Louis County or St. Charles County, where for 72 years, Matheny has been working on people's heating and air conditioning. Those early years, it was mainly heat. Most people didn't have air conditioning. Now they do. And it's not going to last forever or run forever. There's never been a system made. Oh, there's a tire. Bridgestone has a tire. I think we talked about it. That never goes flat. And you wonder why they didn't think of this before. It's like it just runs forever. We're not there yet with heating and cooling. Nobody has announced a heating and cooling system that never needs service and will last a lifetime. Until that happens, you need a good, dependable, reliable company. In this case, a family business. Third generation, Matheny. And it doesn't matter what brand, what model, what make, how big, how small, residential, commercial. If you live in St. Louis County or about 98% of St. Charles County, this is the only name you're going to ever need. Matheny. If you've never had them out, you have them out one time. Next time an issue crops up, and it will because it's going to be cold. Saw another story last night, a network news thing on the winter this year, and when they got to the Midwest, they said another brutal winter for the Midwest. We and the folks up in New England states are going to get hammered. There were some areas that would have a mild winter. We weren't part of that, so you're going to need that heat, and you're going to need for it to be working right. That's why you need Matheny. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com. I also think if you go to MatheneyHeatCool.com, takes you to the same website. Matheny, remember that name. Boy, body piercing. We've been talking about flesh tunneling. That's what you call that goofy stuff where these knuckleheads make their earlobes, put holes in their earlobes and stretch them out. That's called flesh tunneling, but there are a lot of nuts in the world, and if you want to see one of the greatest examples of somebody you can, I think, feel real good about calling a nutcase, it's a guy that Peon's going to put him up on the Facebook page right now. And I'm going to tell you something. Not everybody can look at this. Peon, did you look at it?
I did.
Did you see the hole in his cheek?
I did.
This idiot has put a hole, what would you say, 2 inches in diameter?
Yes.
In his cheek, and you can see straight through and see the side of his teeth.
This is the stupidest thing
I have ever seen
in my
life.
How can you eat without food falling out?
Oh, no, he has to put a plug in it.
To eat soup.
Yeah, anything liquid or soft, he has to plug his cheek or it'll fall right out the side of his cheek. What happens to a guy like this that he gets this crazy? Yeah, Facebook.com/AM and the PM, and you're going to see this idiot and how he has punched holes all over himself. And some in places that I don't even know how you dream up. I've seen nose piercings and eyebrows. I think I'll put a big hole right in my cheek so people can see into the side of my skull. I don't get it. Facebook.com/AM and the PM. Fair warning. My wife and I rarely talk to each other, but last night we did. And one of the things we talked about because of this election, and boy, will I be glad when this is all over. I'm not going to pay any attention to any of these returns tonight. You know when I'll get my information? The next day, when the speculation is over. On a break just now, I looked at a monitor, and they were interviewing the lady who's running against Mitch McConnell in Kentucky. And the reporter said, you know, the polls are all showing, and everything we have so far shows that favors Mitch McConnell to win this. Does that bother you at all? Does that disturb you? Well, first of all, what a stupid question. And then her answer was, no, not at all. Well, what do you expect her to say? Yes, I'm very disturbed by that. I think I'll just give up now and concede. It's just a dumb question. So I'm going to bypass all that crap tonight. And tomorrow, maybe you'll get some actual facts and some results. But we started talking about Washington, D.C., and I know we've discussed this before. This is a weird place to live. You don't live in any state. You're not in one of the 50 states. You don't have a senator. Do you pay income tax, state income tax? You can't. It's not a state. And I know we talked about this years ago, but the more I started thinking about it, the more I realized I don't get it. I don't get the whole D.C. thing. Do you? You're not in a state, yet you live in the United States. You have a license plate that says District of Columbia. Outside of that, I don't. What is it? It's not a state. It's a district. And why is there only one? And why do we even have that one? It's very confusing to me. Maybe one of these days we'll actually bother to do some research and find out the answer to those questions. In the news this morning, STL Today, there's a story about this St. Louis couple that has left. And I never heard of these people. They left $50 million worth of artwork to the St. Louis Art Museum.
Oh.
Edith and Johnson Spink. It's just, you know, there are people around us that have so much money, and we don't know their names. You know, they're not the obvious athlete names or CEO names. They left 225 works to the St. Louis Art Museum, valued at least $50 million. And this is, it says the Spink collection represents a high level and wide range collecting in Chinese art that is not likely to be repeated or surpassed in St. Louis for many generations. Well, no kidding. Johnson Spink was the former editor of the Sporting News, and Edie Spink was the mayor of Ladue. Wait a second. That's not how they got wealthy. You don't become, you know, that you don't get that kind of net worth from editing the Sporting News or being the mayor of Ladue. I wish they told us how they made their money. Johnson Spink died in 1992. Edie died in 2011. So I guess they've just now, 3 years later, officially, you know, been able to finalize all the paperwork. Now, if they have kids or grandkids, can you imagine at least my reaction? If I found out my parents left 50, I'd go, it'd be that slow motion, no, no, what are you thinking?
Well, I'm guessing if they had $50 million in just artwork.
They had another
artwork,
50 for the kid.
Well, easily, yeah.
I don't care. I'm a kid. I think I'd like to have all of it. That's all. Something I'll never have to deal with. Have you seen the horrible, stupid Rob Lowe commercials for DirecTV where he's two Rob Lowe's?
Yes.
Have you seen the dumbest, stupidest commercials I've ever seen, where he's good-looking Rob Lowe, and then his other persona is this awkward Rob Lowe. Well, the people who suffer from shy bladder syndrome want DirecTV to stop airing the ad where the painfully awkward Rob Lowe says he can't urinate in public. I think it should be pulled just because it's really stupid and bad. But when I read this, I'm sure you guys remember, we used to work with a guy who had shy bladder syndrome.
Oh, yeah.
He couldn't pee in front of anybody. And he was the only guy in our station that every time he went in to pee, went in the stall. He couldn't. I didn't buy it. I think it's little wiener syndrome. That's what I'm, seriously. I think he didn't want anybody to see his little teeny weenie. So he used that shy bladder thing. And how does that work anyway? Is it, it just shuts the faucet off?
It's almost like stage fright, I think.
Well, these people don't like it. And they say, in the ad, he says, his line is, I can't go with other people in the room. I can't go with other people. I mean, he's standing at a urinal. They say the ad's in poor taste, and it ridicules a serious problem. Is that a serious problem? Do a lot of people have shy bladder syndrome? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know what the numbers are.
It says 7% have some form of shy. How about maybe half of that is just some people are shy. They're just embarrassed. They're timid. They're modest. How about that? I don't know. It's a few people making a big deal out of it. Had they not called attention to it when I saw the ad, I never even thought of it as making fun in any way of some disorder. I just thought it was stupid. Now that they've said that, okay. In the category of when it's your time to go, it's your time to go. Boy. Jersey City, New Jersey. Guy is delivering sheetrock to a construction site. What is sheetrock? Is that drywall?
Yeah, more or less.
Why don't they stop calling it sheetrock? Because there actually used to be a product that was sheetrock. It was plaster or something. So I'm assuming it was drywall. He's delivering it to a construction site. This happened yesterday, Monday. And a tape measure, one of those, I have one. It's a Stanley. It goes out to like 30 feet and recoils.
Sure.
And it's got a clip. You clip it on your belt. Tape measure fell from the belt of a worker on the 50th floor and hit this guy on the head and killed him.
Oh.
Now, what are the chances? He's making a delivery. They said he had stopped to speak with a worker on the job site and boom, right in the head, dead. Said he wasn't wearing a hard hat, but he had one in the truck.
Oh, man.
Don't! Now, you know what? I'm going to grab my hard hat. Nah, I'm not going to get my hard hat.
Yeah.
All I'm going to do is just walk over here.
The one time you think, well, I'm not even near any heavy equipment or anything.
Yeah, I'm out here on the sidewalk. I'm not even really. I'll just run this in, and I don't need my hard hat. Well, he's dead.
Yeah, I wonder. They said the tape measure weighed a pound, but falling
that's
from,
some
I think it was
measure.
50 stories, though, it fell from. So, you know that.
And probably metal, one of those silver tape measures, you know, in a metal case.
Yeah, remember when they used to ask if you dropped a penny from the Empire State Building, would it kill somebody?
And I think the answer was yes.
Yeah, right, yeah, because
it hits you on the head.
Right.
But wouldn't the, I mean, look, it's a penny. There's wind, and wouldn't it sort of arrest the descent? It can only fall so fast. But I remember that story. They said a penny from the Empire State Building would kill you, so obviously a tape measure will. Here's a neighborhood to stay away from, the intersection of Gravoy and Russell. And here's why I say this. You know, you read these kind of stories, and those of us who don't live in the city, and we really sort of forget that there are neighborhoods like this. Here's a guy delivering Chinese food for China King on South Broadway, 34 years old. And the person that he's delivering the Chinese food to meets him at the front of the house. It's a guy in his 20s, and the guy says, come around back so I can get you your money. Well, right there, if I'm a delivery guy in a questionable neighborhood. Yeah, red flag. But he went around, and we got the back of the house. The guy stabs him in the throat, in the neck. Took the food, took the money. The guy got back in his car after being stabbed in the neck and drove to a business nearby for help. And he made it. He lived. But he's very, very lucky. I get it when some businesses say, we don't deliver to these neighborhoods, and they block out and go. And I know people have said, well, that's discrimination. We call it whatever you want to. I call it using your head, because there are certain neighborhoods. No, we're not delivering food in those neighborhoods. In the list of the many things wrong with this country, and there are lots of things right with this country, but we got some problems. Second quarter of a 49-0 high school football game. Football win. Down in Florida, receiver Sam Turner, now this is a high school football player, scored a 27-yard pass from Dylan DeGroote. He dropped down to one knee, but lowered his head and pointed toward the sky. Penalized for unsportsmanlike conduct.
I saw that, yeah.
You got to be kidding me. With all the stupid things that kids do and people do, really, is this such a horrible thing that, look, whether you think God had anything to do with a touchdown, which I don't, I'm not one of those people that thinks, well, God's will. God, really, did God want the other team to lose? I'm not going to get into all that. But I think he has every right. He didn't hurt anybody. That's one of those things we got to stop doing in this country. Chiquita Banana has been sold for $681 million. Can you think of any other product that has ever done as good a job of being the only brand name you can associate with anything as Chiquita has done? Name me any other banana.
Yeah, I don't.
Can't do it.
Does Dole?
I think
make
Dole
bananas?
Does. Yeah,
I don't
Dole
even know. I don't know.
Dole does have bananas.
Well, they haven't done a very good job of, you know, promoting it.
I don't ever even, you know, I go in a grocery store and buy bananas. I don't ever look.
I don't either.
What brand it is.
But when I have looked, guess what the sticker says? Chiquita.
Yeah. Usually.
Sold for $681 million. Now, if you say pineapple, I say Dole. That would be my, you know, my first response. And then finally, again, in this, when your number's up, wrong place, wrong time. That plane in Wichita, that twin-engine plane that took off and lost an engine and tried to make it back for landing and didn't make it and hit a building, four people were killed. The pilot was killed. And the other three people were inside the building at the airport flying on a simulator. A simulator is something you use for training, and you can get credited certain hours for flying a simulator. So they're not even flying a real plane. They're at a desk in a building on a simulator, and they die in a plane crash.
Oh.
Because the plane hits their building. Wow. There can't be anybody else ever in history that their family, when they're asked, how did your son die? Well, he died in a horrible plane crash. He was flying a simulator in a building, but a real plane hit him and killed him. Wow. Sometimes when your number's up, it really is up. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, I was all prepared to tell an old people joke, and then Peon, at the beginning of the show, told us about a documentary he saw about two twins separated for adoption, reunited, identical twins. I have no choice now but to tell this joke. The story of a woman who becomes pregnant at the age of 16, gives birth to twin boys, identical twin boys, but cannot afford to keep them and puts them up for adoption. She thinks this is the right thing for them. And that's a decision a lot of people make. So she gives them up for adoption. 18 years later, on the day that would have been their 18th birthday, she decides, I can't stand it anymore. I have to know what happened to my twin boys. For 18 years, she's thought about them. So she hires one of these track-down people who finds people and tells him, here's the deal, here's the date, today's their 18th birthday. I got to know what happened to my boys. About a week later, he calls and says, I have the information. She says, oh, my goodness, here, meet me in 10 minutes. She jumps the car. She goes to meet this guy. He goes, what do you got? What do you got? And he says, well, your boys are healthy and fine. They were adopted by two different families. Your one 18-year-old twin lives in Spain. His name is Juan. He is and he pulls out a picture, and she starts crying. She says, you got to be kidding me. He says, that's one of your twin boys. That's Juan. She says, oh, my goodness, what a good-looking boy. He said, yes, he is, and apparently he's very bright. He's just graduated from high school, has a full scholarship. He's going to be an electronics engineer. She said, I'm so proud, I'm so proud. He says, your other son, the other 18-year-old twin, lives in Saudi Arabia. His name is Amal. And he, too, healthy, bright, great family. He's happy. She says, what about a picture? What about a picture of him? He says, well, they're identical twins. If you've seen Juan, you've seen them all.
Let's see how traffic's moving along with Tim Weiland.
Kind of a rough ride on westbound 44 for the drivers there. You had an earlier accident on near Van Deventer, so traffic now is backed up approaching Jefferson. But then they're still working with this crash westbound 44 at the Merrimack River. The left lane is blocked. Traffic is jammed solid from the Murdoch overpass all the way out to where this accident is. On westbound 40, things are running slow now from Van Deventer through McCausland, little heavy from Ballas out through Mason, but then a good run towards the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270, just a little slow now between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. On southbound 170, things stacking up from Olive to Highway 40. Got this crash on eastbound 70 in the express lanes near West Florissant that has the left lane blocked. Traffic is thinning out there. And eastbound 70 / westbound 44 is slowing from the McKinley Bridge through the depressed section. This traffic report is brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's two-day sale today and tomorrow. 50% off specials store-wide. You'll find 50% off sweaters, fleece, sleepwear, and more. Today and tomorrow only. Find your yes, Kohl's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on KTRS. After you visit the voting booth, tune in to the Big 550. We'll have updates from the polls throughout the day. And starting at 6 p.m., KTRS News partners with Fox 2 News, ABC News, along with local and national experts to bring you the latest results on the county executive race, ballot initiatives in Missouri, and the governor's race in Illinois. If you miss it, don't fret. There'll be a complete wrap-up on McGraw in the morning the next day. The midterm election results are right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Is there anything better than sitting on your deck enjoying a nice iced tea and a burger? First, you need the deck. How's your deck holding up? Time for a new one? Time to redo the one you're sitting on? It's time to call Outdoor Living. Outdoor Living last summer helped me with my deck, and I cannot tell you how thrilled I am. Outdoor Living, Inc. not only showed me all the different options, whether it's PVC, composite, vinyl wrapped, wood, but Outdoor Living has the largest showroom in St. Louis, 2,000 square feet of decking, so I figured out exactly what I wanted from the largest showroom in town. Fencing, decking, lights, pergolas, three-season, two-season and porches, low maintenance. Check out their website, OutdoorLivingInc.com. That's OutdoorLivingInc.com. They'll build you the deck of your dreams, or they'll sell you the material and you can build it yourself. 314-966-DECK or OutdoorLivingInc.com. You need a deck, a fence, lights, pergolas, whatever it is. You need an outdoor expert. You need OutdoorLivingInc.com.
Car Gal here for Meyer Honda, the Metro East's only Honda dealer. Let's go to Brittany in Fairview Heights.
Car Gal, I need your help.
Lay it on me, baby girl.
Well, my dad has this kind of old but really nice Honda Civic that looks and runs really good, and since I have my license now...
You want me to help convince your dad to get a new Civic so you can have the one he drives now.
Was I that obvious?
No, dear. I'm a mother.
Oh.
You need to do two things. First, bat your eyes and tell Dad how much you love his Civic and how every time you drive it, it reminds you of him.
And the other thing?
Tell him how cool he would look in a new Civic from Meyer Honda and how the financing rates are phenomenal right now. You'll probably have it at batting the eyes.
Thanks, Car Gal.
You're welcome, Brittany. Now go do your homework.
You really are a mom.
You meet the nicest people in a Meyer Honda.
Meyer Honda has a model that's perfect for your needs and lifestyle, on the lot and ready to roll right now. Meyer Honda is also the only Honda dealer in St. Louis offering a free 100,000-mile limited nationwide warranty on any new vehicle purchased. Meyer Honda, O'Fallon, Illinois. MeyerHonda.com.
I'm Kevin Lloyd, president of Legacy Wealth Advisors and co-host of America's Wealth Management Show. I want you to imagine you have a 1,000-piece puzzle you have to put together. And imagine that I asked you to name the most important piece to start with. Is it the corner piece? Maybe you think it's the side piece. Or how about the piece in the very middle? The answer is the box with the picture of the entire puzzle put together. While other financial salespeople are busy talking about products, investments, or other small pieces of the retirement puzzle, we understand the most important piece is your entire vision of your retirement. And like a puzzle, everyone's vision is different. If you're within 5 years of retirement or already retired with at least $250,000 of investable assets, call us today for a complimentary retirement analysis. 314-641-1010. You owe it to yourself to understand the entire retirement picture. 314-641-1010.
Securities offered through First Allied Securities, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
My name is Janet. When it was time to find assisted living for my 85-year-old mother, I was giving numerous recommendations and I'd felt totally overwhelmed. I had visited so many communities, they started to blur together. It wasn't until I visited Brooking Park that I found Mom's new home. From the moment I walked in the front door, I was put at ease in a way that was reassuring and helpful. Everyone was open and friendly, and I knew the atmosphere would be perfect for my mother. Best of all was my mom's reaction. I was surprised at how quickly Brooking Park became her home and her new family.
If you have a loved one who needs a little help maintaining their independence, call Brooking Park at 314-576-5545 or visit brookingpark.org today to see why it ranks among the top-tier nursing homes by U.S. News & World Report.
She made new friends immediately. It's her home.
Brooking Park, an equal opportunity senior community, sponsored by St. Andrew's Resources for Seniors System.
Mom is incredibly happy at Brooking Park.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV in Eureka. Why are RVs so popular? Well, you're not limited to two carry-ons. Instead of a diet of peanuts and pop, your refrigerator is filled with food. Legroom, bedroom, bathroom, all there, and the chances of getting strip searched are minimal, unless you want to be. But the best part is traveling at your own pace with family and friends and all the comforts of home. It's the journey, not just the destination, that is most rewarding. Whatever your lifestyle, Byerly has an RV for you, from economical tent trailers to luxury motorhomes, and always late model trade-in.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life,
Byerly Trailer.
Discover your family, show them you care
for the rest of your life.
You gotta be there.
Byerly. Just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
We didn't think it could happen, but it happened. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed. And there's more. You don't have to make a payment till next year.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're number one in St. Louis, you can do things others can't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed today. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Take advantage of these special rates now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, short my blues.
Rates are down to 2.75%, 15-year fixed, APR 3.776. FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149.37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
He's a surfer, he's a golfer, he's a wine connoisseur, he's a celebrity journalist, and he's Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Any Guns Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. They're right next door to each other. Good luck finding anything comparable to either one of them anywhere. And please don't forget, a gift certificate is a great idea. I know the number last year, the amount they sold in gift certificates. It's staggering. I don't think it's my place to share it with you, but let's just put it this way. A lot of very smart people bought a lot of gift certificates to Annie Guns and the Smokehouse Restaurant. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the man they're proud to present, Mr. Mike Evans.
Give it in.
Oh, there he is. Slurping and Surfing. Hey, that could be a site, a website, slurpingandsurfing.com. I'll sell it to you. No comment.
So good.
You're on the pipe.
No, he said he was asking if you were on the pipe.
No. See, inside he's thinking, man, that's brilliant, slurping and surfing. He won't admit it.
What does that mean?
Wine, slurping and surfing. You're a surfer. You're a slurper. You're Mike Evans, slurpingandsurfing.com. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, don't you get it, Mike?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Pop quiz.
Yeah.
Name the name of the Jewish star who was born... Hiam Vitz. Hiam Vitz.
Jerry Lewis. I don't know.
Gene Simmons. Jonah Hill. Zac Efron. Seth Rogen. Answer in a minute. Love Nuggets. Tom Cruise was in England, and he did take Lindsay Lohan out for dinner a couple of times.
Well, who wouldn't?
Some hints it might have been a little one-nighter going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
There you go, Tom.
There you go, homie.
Put it on cruise.
That's
control.
It, dog. Yeah. But Tom Cruise is actually trying to spend a lot more time with Miranda Kerr, Orlando Bloom's old wife. Apparently, they are a very quiet item over in England right now. Rumor is it
true?
I don't know if it's true. I just got a call from one of my guys in Washington. Said he heard that one of the five terrorists that Obama traded for the AWOL Sergeant Bergdahl is now a member of ISIS, the group that beheads Americans and British citizens.
Well, I can't believe that's
what?
True.
Yeah.
Hey, what's the deal with that Bergdahl after the big deal that was made with the parents in the Rose Garden? We don't hear a peep about this.
Well, he was a traitor.
Yeah, but why don't we hear the actual final outcome? Is it over? What? Did they just cut him some slack and go, don't worry about it?
Why don't we hear Fast and Furious? Why don't we hear the IRS? Why don't we hear Benghazi? Okay. Why don't we hear any of this stuff that's going on?
Right,
because our president is an idiot.
All right, those are the views and expressions of Mike Evans, and not to be considered the views or opinions of KTRS or anybody else.
That's true. This is strictly my opinion.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens in the election. I'm really excited about the election tonight. Did you go vote?
I don't ever discuss voting, whether I did or didn't, or who I did or didn't vote for. I will
That's probably a good call.
Yeah, well.
And you know what? I shouldn't have said anything because half the people I'm going to make mad, and I'm sorry about that.
Well,
but everybody in America gets the right.
I do think it's a legitimate question, though, to ask what happened with this Bergdahl, because
we
had this crammed down our throats. We were forced to look at his parents.
Absolutely, and these five terrorists that were let go. And when I called a couple of people in Washington, and they go, three or four of them are with ISIS, not just one of them.
Yeah, I guess I'm confused when we got a guy, Tamarisi, for 7 or 8 months stuck down in Mexico who just made a simple mistake.
Thank you.
And yet this Bergdahl, I don't know. Sorry. Sorry we got on it, everybody.
And we did good, and he was let out, and his parents say the president did basically everything he could to keep him from getting out.
Well.
Odds and ends, Sean Penn and ex-wife Robin Wright Penn's daughter, Dylan. She's a hot pocket.
Yeah,
she's a model. She was paid $25,000 for a shoe modeling campaign, but she got a bonus of $50,000 for doing the shoe campaign nude. Yeah. Now, Franco,
that's how shoes ought to be advertised.
One of the smartest guys I know. I got a question for you.
All right.
Who's going to be looking at the shoes?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. Why would you need
maybe it's an inferior product, and that's how they distracted you.
Maybe. I mean, it's like, well, wait a minute. She's nude. Nobody's going to be looking at the shoes.
Well, they're probably very smart. It's a shoe that's not quite as good as some other competitors, and that's how they take your attention away from the shoe.
Director Theodore Melfi, who directed Bill Murray in St. Vincent. Did you see that yet?
Yes.
You like it?
Yes.
Good. He says that directing Bill Murray... who is known for being often very
difficult,
belligerent, that's a good word for it, aloof,
yeah.
Evasive. He says, directing Bill Murray, it's like deer hunting. You just wait very quietly, and when he shows up, you just start shooting as fast as you can. I like that. Snoop Dogg is trying a new stand-up comedy act, and part of his shtick is his alter ego, a white dude named Todd who wears a white Afro wig. I don't like Snoop Dogg. I mean, you've heard the story. When I was covering O.J. Simpson's murder trial, Snoop was on trial for murder, too, but the witnesses mysteriously wouldn't testify at the end.
Yeah, I've never been a Snoop Dogg fan.
Britney Spears.
Ooh.
Has fallen in love with Vegas, and Vegas in love with her, attends civic functions, and now words that Britney may be getting a street named after her. I hope it's not a dead-end street, homie.
Well, it's about time.
About a cul-de-sac, maybe, be kind of good for her. She's coming.
Hey, you know, did you see the story? There's a resort in Vegas. They have a lake, and they convert it to ice skating. And it's not a joke. And this time of year, they offer ice skating to people who go to Vegas, and they have artificial snow. So you can simulate ice skating in the snow. I'm going to Las Vegas to get away from the cold. I don't get that. Just like I don't get ice skating on a cruise ship.
I don't get that either.
I can't remember which resort it is. Oh, here. I got it right in front of me. It is the Cosmopolitan.
What's the name of it?
The Cosmopolitan.
Cosmopolitan Hotel.
They transformed the boulevard pool into a skating rink.
I'll be darned.
Opens November 21st.
Crazy. So. China's richest man, Jack Ma. worth over $100 billion.
Whoa!
Has moved to Hollywood, wants to make movies. Some people in Hollywood say he's going to have a hard time because he's an outsider. You walk in town with, in Hollywood with $100 billion hanging out of your pocket.
Yeah, you're not going to have a hard time anywhere.
Sorry.
Thank you.
Yeah,
by the way, doesn't that make him the richest guy in the world at $100 billion?
I think so.
I think so, too.
Date in history, 1993, the first commercial Israel television station went on the air. First show it ever showed?
Got
Wheel
me.
Of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune.
Wheel of Fortune. Famous wedding on this date, Franco. Don't cry. I know how you get teared up when it comes to love and marriage.
I'm kind of the Dick Vermeil of show business.
You are.
Yeah.
1842, Abe Lincoln, Mary Todd Lincoln.
That's married. Beautiful.
Oh.
That is so
you know, he thought about committing suicide the night before he was married her, that woman?
Oh, come on.
That's a true story.
Most guys think about committing suicide after they
away
marry.
From him.
Yeah.
He was drunk and... wanted nothing to do with it.
What did I do?
Well, that's a good one. Where'd that come from?
That's Peon. That's the perfect impression of Abe Lincoln.
Thank you.
Do it again, Peon.
What did I do?
Sounds just like it.
Yeah, there you go.
Just like it.
And dying on this date, 2011. Did you ever wonder?
Andy Rooney.
Oh, I liked Andy.
That's a great voice. You liked it. Did you ever wonder?
Yeah, it sounds
good.
Just like it.
It does.
Judy.
Yeah.
Oh. It's gotta.
Wow, it's a trifecta. Goober, John Travolta, and Andy Rooney. Wow.
Thank you.
Hat trick.
Thank you very much. Hi, Dan.
30 seconds, Mr.
Hi, Dan. Anyway.
Nope. 30 seconds, Mr.
Hi, Dan.
Nope. 30 seconds.
30 seconds,
Dan.
Mr. Evans. 30
name
seconds.
Name the name, and finally.
Okay. And finally, here we go.
What a short freaking
well, that's
applause.
That's how little time we have. Cut the audience off.
Name the name of the Jewish star that was named Chaim Vitz. Changed his name to Gene Simmons, Jonah Hill, Zac Efron, Seth Rogen.
Why would you get rid of that name?
Yeah, I'll say Zac Efron.
Gene Simmons.
I'll also say Gene Simmons. I don't
the
know
answer,
why.
The answer is Gene Simmons.
Yeah.
Hey, have a great day. I'm Mike and have all the thing.
Two people, one person here of the three claims he has an IQ of 135, yet the other two got the Gene Simmons answer.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Peon.
Thank you.
To you and to me. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley, right next door to each other. Let me direct you to Schaefer Auto Body if you're ever in an accident. I'm certainly not speaking for Schaefer when I say this, but I'd like to see a world where nobody was ever in a car accident. I don't think Schaefer could say that. Maybe they could. Maybe they go, well, we'll get another. If we can have that happen, we'll just get in another line of work, and we'll be good at something else. But they're actually very good when it comes to auto body work. And it's not the only auto body shop or chain of shops, because there's seven of them, that do good body work. There are other people. We don't care about those other people. Your AM and the PM, their AM and the PM, this is where you go. And you will not regret it. You will not email and say, I'll never go there again. That's never happened. People are beyond surprised, more than pleasantly surprised, when they get that vehicle back. And the other thing they do that I don't think too many other people can do this well or do it at all is that other stuff, that helping you with the insurance, helping you with a rental car, getting you where you need to go, picking the vehicle up if it's not drivable, bringing it to if you can't pick it up, blah, 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 and then detailing it in a way that it looks probably a whole lot better than when you turned it over to them. Forget the accident part, just the cleanliness and the shape of the vehicle. Overall, Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R, seven locations, Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meep, meep.
Let's get a really quick check on traffic. Here's Tim Wiley.
All right, Dan, they've cleared that accident westbound 44 at the Merrimack River. Traffic is still slow from about River to Pear all the way out through Highway 270. On southbound 270, things have cleared up there. You're still running slow on westbound 40 between Kings Highway and McCausland, southbound 170 from Ladue to 40. And on westbound 70, a little slow between between Zumbelt and Cave Springs. This traffic report brought to you by Kohl's. Don't miss Kohl's two-day sale. It's happening today and tomorrow. 50% off special store-wide. You'll find 50% off sweaters, fleece, sleepwear, and more. Today and tomorrow only. Find your yes, Kohl's. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Live and local. News at the top of every hour. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Depend on it.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
800-379-1174. 800-379-1174.
There are two steps to voting. Step one, vote. Step two, listen to the results on KTRS. After you visit the voting booth, tune in to the Big 550. We'll have updates from the polls throughout the day. And starting at 6 p.m., KTRS News partners with Fox 2 News, ABC News, along with local and national experts to bring you the latest results on the county executive race, ballot initiatives in Missouri, and the governor's race in Illinois. If you miss it, don't fret. There'll be a complete wrap-up on McGraw in the morning the next day. The midterm election results are right here on the Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Shark Tank is on CNBC five nights a week. The sharks are hungry for deals and ready to bite. Get hooked. Shark Tank tonight at 9 on CNBC.
This is Talk Radio San
Luis. You know what I hear is nice.
The Big 550. KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
And another driver hospitalized after a crash. Police investigate if weather is to blame. And a lawyer beaten up on his way home from work in downtown St. Louis. The suspects police are searching for. Coverage you can count on starts right now.
First on Fox, you decide.